Stargazer time. Our weekly look into the massive universe surrounding our tiny, very troubled planet. And as usual, we're fortunate to get the expertise of astronomer Christopher Phillips. And wouldn't you know it, we've got him right here on the line. Hey, Chris, welcome back. What's in store this week?
Hey, Dave. Good to be here. So this week, stargazers look out for Jupiter and Saturn in the east after sunset. And at around 9:30 p.m., Mars will also be rising in the east. The moon this week is passing through its first quarter phase, and so sky brightness will increase towards the end of the week.
And this week, you have exciting news about the mystery of the missing sibling to the sun. Do I have it right?
Indeed. A couple of weeks ago, we suggested that new models of the orbits of outer solar system bodies have provided encouraging evidence for the presence of the elusive Planet 9, which may or may not be a planet at all. Well, astronomers at Harvard University have been modeling the formation of the solar system to include not one star, but two, again providing more credence to the idea that our sun was not born alone.
And this would mean it would be something like that Star Wars scene from the very first movie with the multiple suns or whatever that is.
Two stars in the sky.
And are those suns or moons that they're looking at, actually?
They are suns.
And if such an object existed, where would it be? In that mysterious possible black hole that's the size of a coconut or whatever it is?
Well, not quite in there. This enigmatic stellar companion would have formed at around 93 billion miles from the sun, which is around 1,000 astronomical units. But in the time since then, it has vanished.
And is there any evidence of it left behind?
There may be. The Oort cloud, a vast collection of icy bodies located in the dark surrounding our solar system, may actually be a remnant of the combined gravitational action of the sun and its long-lost sibling. The model suggests that only the combined gravitational might of the two stars could have captured such a large number of bodies.
And if not that, then what do you think happened to it?
Well, stars are born in clusters, usually containing a multitude of stars. And as they evolve, they grow apart, and it's possible that a passing star born in the same stellar nursery swept up our sibling in a gravitational embrace, and they both went waltzing off into the Milky Way galaxy, never to be seen again.
It's good stuff. It's a great story, and thanks for it. Christopher Phillips, appreciate
it. You're welcome, Dave.
And we'll catch you next week with more Stargazer. And you can find it at hawaiipublicradio.org.